Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Dungeons and Junkies presents Matt's Campaign, Season 2, Episode 2, A Negotiator, Not a Fighter. Previously on Dungeons and Junkies, after the Order had reconvened themselves in the town of Golden Valor, the Order were introduced to a new character who joined their party, called Barwin, the Half-Orc Fighter. No sooner had they made their new acquaintance than the Watchers, the Paladin Order to which Alidhi is estranged from, turned up, demanding her help. The help requested was to find the leader of the Watchers' son, Drago, who had been kidnapped from their camp. After Rain had successfully tracked the way to the cave, the Order attacked the small Boggle that was inside the cave. After slaying the poor Boggle, Alidhi noticed that there were other sounds coming from within the cave, and they were getting closer. What will happen next? Let's find out together.
I have an idea.
Oh God!
This never ends well. Ladies and gentlemen,
I think it's a fun idea, but then again, my focus is really low, so it might not work.
What you got?
The sorcerer just kind of leans on the wall, like, "Oh God, this is gonna go well."
I have spike growth. They are on the floor as they come down.
Isn't it coming from several tunnels?
Yeah, but they've all got to have a burning point.
The tunnel in front of you is big enough for two people, like you guys walk side by side down. The one going like crookedly up at the side, one person at a time. But there's definitely sound walking from the big tunnel for the little one, but they come from both, the sound is.
But they should all have a similar merging point.
No, because that's not how tunnels work.
I mean, they can be.
The merging point would be this entire room.
I mean, I have 150 feet of range.
Yeah, but it's...
Oh, no, sorry, a 20 yeah. foot radius, sorry. I thought it was 150 foot radius.
Tinker flicks the spike growth in his spellbook and goes, yeah, no. How about you, if you're going to do that, why don't you do that on the one-by-one tunnel?
I'll put it where the most noise is coming from, possibly.
Which is the big tunnel, yeah? Is that what we're doing?
I mean...
Is it
Why it is the big tunnel?
Big tunnel, I'd say maybe... standard patio door size apart, maybe? So maybe about 8 foot.
This will work. It'll fit.
I mean, go for it, I'll...
Okay, So, we're definitely fighting this stuff then, whatever it is.
I mean, I can try and reason with the undead, but you know.
I would like to, so we're looking for that kid still, right?
Yeah.
I would like to kind of envelop myself in the darkness, so that whenever these things come in, I'd like to actually dash up the main tunnel, even if I have to go over these spikes or whatever.
Okay.
Do a little wall running if I need to, so I can try and see if they're, like, holding this child somewhere.
Okay. You gonna do that now?
Well, if the noise is getting louder, I'd like to, I guess, like, hide now. Like, right around the, like, I guess, close to the door of the main tunnel. So that, like, the things would run past.
You can immediately hide, so yes, you may do that, Corathon. Okay.
Can I put, can I get Deimos to guard the way we came in? So you they don't flank us, so we have a way out.
You may indeed do so, yes.
I throw some chicken over by that entrance.
Okay. What, you've got your phone chicken? Okay, cool.
Yeah, so Deimos is guarding the way we came.
Okay, cool.
I guess I'm just gonna light my hands on fire and wait.
Okay, you're doing that. Ailey? Are you doing anything in particular?
Not really.
Okay, you're just pretty much standing
just,
ready.
Just hanging about until I'm needed.
Confrontation is bound to happen, so I am gonna lay down a spike growth.
Okay.
Combat. I mean, it's bound to happen. We haven't done very good communication so far with our bad guys.
Okay, on the big tunnel, you're putting spike growth. Okay, Alili, are you doing anything special?
Alili can't see.
The fire is still burning in the hay, so you can see the tunnels and everything.
Oh,
Deimos has one in his mouth.
Yeah. So good for sight for the moment.
That's the only trouble then, if Alili goes down the tunnel, she can't actually see. So, do I have anything that would help with that? Probably. Let's see. Sorry, I'm holding everyone up for a second.
It's okay, don't worry.
Sorry, I'm reading my spells.
To be fair, I think we're doing that regardless anyway.
I mean, yeah, but I'm looking at the ones I got when we did level 5, so.
Fair.
It only works for a minute. Is a willing, can a willing object be an inanimate object?
Depend on the context.
What are you trying to do?
Very far. Needs a Lily can see down the tunnel.
Yeah, I think so.
Would she be able to use it on her halberd? Turn it into a lightsaber?
I need to check this.
I'm probably reading this wrong, so I don't trust my judgment on anything.
Fairy fire. I haven't used this for a while. So.
Each object in a 20-foot cube is outlined in blue, green, or violet light.
Dim light. It's you cast it, but it's only literally what's in front of you, pretty much. Or it in the 20-foot cube you can see, but you can't move it, unfortunately.
All right, never mind. Then.
Everything in that 20-foot cube you can see.
All right, never mind then.
Sorry.
I mean, we have like 20 torches.
Yeah, you can take a torch, definitely.
Alili's doing nothing for the moment.
Okay, so you think you probably got maybe two to three minutes before. The voices are getting louder, but they're not here yet.
Talking isn't my thing, so while keeping the spike grip up, I'm going to get myself a vantage point with my bow.
Okay. Vantage point wise, there's not a great amount of places you can get a vantage point because it's a flat cave, pretty much.
On Deimos.
Alright, and can I just go hide? Is there any like dark corners then?
It's all dark, it's an enclosed cave.
Yeah, I just thought there's a fire going on.
There is a fire.
About 16 million torches.
It's probably. The darker corners in general, I will let you say, yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go sit in a darker corner ready to for combat.
Okay, cool.
What language are like things coming towards us speaking, can we hear them?
You can just hear moaning and groaning. That's all you can hear.
Oh, okay.
Well, guess I don't need diplomacy.
That's all I will say that's all you can hear.
Really stupid question, because it probably is. But can you speak beast folk?
I mean, I recognize languages, I just don't speak them.
Okay, you can hear Orcish.
I'm a researcher, you think I don't know things?
You can hear Orcish, yes.
Barwin.
Hi.
What are they saying?
Barwin has a listen.
They're basically just complaining about it. What's all that bloody racket? Someone disturbing a squadron. They better come off this bloody dino. What the fuck are they doing? Words to that effect. It's all the same sort of thing over and over and repeat. Think basically every character in Skyrim who's got like one voice track.
Bowen relays this.
So do we think they have the kid?
No. They're not really saying that.
Do orcs usually have six toes?
Out of character, I actually have no idea. I don't think so.
Is this just a band of six-toed orcs? I don't know.
Always actually is a thing. But no, I actually have no idea. As for orcs, DM.
The DM is looking it up.
Oh.
I've never looked this up before in my life.
I have no reason to think so, but.
I don't believe they do have six toes, no.
Okay, so, not usually, Barwin says to the others.
If they're not the six-toed things that carried the kid in, do we want to try and talk to them before absolutely eviscerating them horribly?
I mean, I could talk to them in Orcish.
I mean, if you can be a translator slash if we can find a common language I also understand.
I say we try and talk to him.
If you guys who have already like hidden and things stay, cause then it's element of surprise if they turn on us.
I'll crack two of my poison things from my hidden blades so that I have them ready.
I thought you were gonna say glow sticks.
No.
Oh, and my spikes are sort of like hidden into the terrain.
Okay. Caitlin, I haven't given you already inspiration.
Because I have it.
Okay, I'd love to do it again, but I can't. And Chad, for dance inspiration.
Yeah, give Chad it for the dance.
Chad for dance inspiration, absolutely. Right, okay.
Bowen like kind of shout down the tunnel like some kind of greeting.
You're like, hello, we would like to talk.
Yeah. Probably just hello.
Sup.
To the rest of you, this is just gibberish, but to Barwin, it's like, who goes there?
Friend.
Friends don't make noise. Why disturbing?
I want to talk to you about something.
You don't sound like one of us.
Sorry. Picked up an accent while I'm away.
Inspiration.
You know, I picked up the local slang.
The voice. The noise gets closer. They get closer and closer. And then they stop. And they say, what is that? You can't see them. But they can see something.
How far are they?
They're about 100 feet from you still, from what you can tell, from like sound is traveling. Please can Rain roll me a stealth check, please?
Uh, 18.
What's that at the end of a tunnel? I know you're down there. What's that down there?
What's what? What can you see?
We can see something we didn't leave at the end of our tunnel.
If you're talking about, if they're talking about a gnome, I'm Tinker. What up?
That's some friends I found. Don't worry, they're all right.
Roll me a persuasion check, please, Barbin.
Come on. Oof. That's a 6.
I mean, I can turn to intimidation if they want that.
They start getting closer again. Just saying, like, are you sure there's nothing there? At which point I need to get another stealth check from Rain.
Glad it's not a stealth check from me, because my stealth is very bad.
I shout hello in 5 different languages to see if they respond.
26, okay. They get closer, and they get to within 60 feet of range.
I can see you!
Where you can now see them. You can also see, Rain, even though you're on the other side of the cavern, because of the light illuminating. You can see 3 Bodaks.
It looks like my grandmother.
Oh!
For the benefit of Alex and Kerry's grandmother, that is, Alex is saying that, he's on the naughty list this year for Christmas.
Well, no one likes her. It's one of those.
Which one are we talking about?
Mary.
Ah, yes, then I have to agree.
Okay, in that case, then I attract and give inspiration. Excellent.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if it's accurate, I'll give it to you. Okay, I need...
What language do they speak?
Apart
from Orcish.
Okay, they, out of character, they speak Abyssal and any language they knew in life.
Just because, like, undead, my brain immediately went Abyssal, and Tinker does speak Abyssal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm horrifying like that.
Okay, so you can see them. Okay, so, and they're not coming any closer at this point, because, they can now make out quite clearly the spike trap.
But it is hidden, is it not? It's like...
Unless you notice it.
They have incredible perception, Alex.
Ah, oh, bastard. Okay.
It's probably also see Deimos just lurking at the back, just like, ah!
It's protection. Protecting yourselves, isn't it?
So...
You don't know what's in the cave.
So... Why are you in our cave?
I address them... Like, I shouted hello in all the languages that I know, which is Common, Draconic, Gnomish, Abyssal, and Goblin.
It replies in all of them.
Damn! Okay, I just reply in Common then, because it's easier. It means the others can hear.
Mm-hmm. They, like, you lot all came into our cave. Why are you here?
We're looking for a missing child.
There's no missing child here. Leave.
I light one hand on fire.
So Barwin replies in Orcish, like saying it's one thing, but knowing's another.
Alright.
There is no child here.
What about the Boggle? Was the Boggle here before?
But Boggle lives there. Just happened to be here before we moved in.
How can you be so sure there's no child here? I mean,
the child snuck in.
We're not saying you've got him, but maybe someone else is here. Someone snuck past you. Got in through a back entrance.
Can we see how many toes they have? Can any of them, like, see that?
6, I assume.
If you wish to do so, then please do me a wisdom perception check.
I don't want to reveal myself. I'm around the corner still.
If you wish to do so, then you can do a wisdom perception check at disadvantage.
15.
You can see, and there are six on each foot.
As I just look at them and I...
I just see out of corner of my eye and I'm like, not now! Can I do an insight on them saying there's no child here?
You can indeed.
I'm gonna use my inspiration.
I was waiting for this, by the way. I've been waiting for like...
Thank God for inspiration, because that's a dirty 20. Okay. The other one was a 4.
Okay, so you use your insight and you do... you can tell that he's not... that the one in the shadow is not lying. He's lying through his back teeth.
I cast blindness on him.
Okay. How close do you need to be to do that?
I need to be about 30 foot.
Okay, you are 60 feet away from them.
But I do have my, I'm going to use a sorcery point.
Okay, what does that, remind me what that does?
Sorcery points let me do metamagic.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very wonderful thing that allows me to do a variety of stuff, one of which is increase the range of spells.
Damn right.
I just point
sorcery points, baby.
Matt's rolling. Matt's pouring alcohol.
This is what Caitlin has to deal with when I'm playing Varus the Great, and I'm like, no, my spell does do that, because I decided it does.
Honestly.
Bro.
You only seem to use message, though.
Detect thoughts. Jesus.
No, every time they screw me over. Yes. Nine. I'm absolutely pissed by the time I get to bed. Right, okay, so. Yeah, thanks for minding me. Okay, so.
Yeah, when distance spell. When you cast a spell that has a range of more than 5 feet, you can spend a sorcery point to double it.
Okay. You cast in blindness, what happened? Did it just happen, or is there a check?
Save.
Okay, what do I have to make?
It is a constitution saving throw.
Constitution saving throw. Okay, these are constitutioned. Okay. Okay, that is a nat 20 plus 2.
Can I have your dice? The fuck is this?
I've never rolled a nat 20 on a saving throw before. Ever.
Okay, nothing happens.
Okay, I'm keeping the blue one down from now on. Does he notice that you've tried to cast it, if it fails or not?
No, because nothing happens.
Okay, cool.
I just ignore it and I'm like, stop lying to me.
Why would we lie? What we got to gain from lying? You're the ones trespassing here.
What's with the sign on the door saying no dino kids?
I didn't think you could... You haven't spoken to me in Orcish. How can you read that?
We haven't.
I can. I translated. I don't get it either, so I'd quite like to know too.
Yeah, we've got a dino baby in here. So what?
So what? Nothing. That
give
explains
us the
a
kid.
Lot. But.
If they kill a goat.
Question for the DM.
Would you like to be turned into this boggle? You see this boggle? We did that without breaking a sweat.
Barwin interrupts and says to the guy in August, like, kid is common slang for child. Also, you literally wrote it on your side.
Alex, same.
Would sharpshooter be at disadvantage at this range?
Yes.
Bargaining!
Just in case, because I fancy killing them.
Every negotiation we've ever had has stopped because you've done something.
Alili, where are you at the moment, by the way, in relation to everybody else?
Probably where I was, and I've kind of forgotten how far I was.
You're standing next to Barwin. In that case, then, can you do a can you do me a wisdom saving throw against me, please?
Okay.
That sounds low to me. I'm trying to like mind read Matt's huffs. So that sounds like a low roll.
16.
It's good, but I did draw another natural 20.
That's what I felt. I was like, that's another nat 20.
Oh, fuck off.
The bodak at the front has locked eyes with Lily. I'm like, you're one of them.
She's with us. She's not one of them. They're after her.
You're one of them. You're not having that kid back.
What are you gonna do?
She's
to
gone
the kid?
Rogue. Bowen doesn't care whether this is true. He's just trying to calm things down.
Elise, are you trying to say something?
Yes, I am with this doctor. Good.
One of the Bodaks gets a little closer again, and like, he's like,
ew.
You lots get out of our cave.
We're not leaving without that child.
Okay, at this point, I need to ask anyone who is within 10 feet of the spike trap to make me a dexterity, a constitution saving throw.
Where
in
the tunnel?
That?
Yeah.
The tunnel is literally.
Because they're 60 foot from us, so.
The main one has advanced. He is within 5 feet of the spike trap.
Who in total is within that range of the spike trap?
I would say that would be.
That would be
Alili, Farwin, and Tinker.
Alright.
Okay, what am I making a roll for, sorry?
You're making a DC Constitution saving throw.
Is that against my DC,
I've got...
is it?
17. I hope that's enough, because I've got plus 7 on my Constitution, so...
25.
Oof.
Plus 6. Yeah.
Okay. What did you get, Alili?
17.
Alili, not Alili. Sorry. Right.
Keep that in.
Think cool. You all succeed on that, which you did so well because it was casting its death gaze at you all. If you had failed by more than 5, you would all have been reduced to 0 hit points. So you don't. Unless you are immune to being frightened, you take 16 psychic damage.
Oh!
So halved. It's 8.
I'm not immune to it. So
well,
I'm taking
fine.
8 damage.
8 damage.
And that's fine, because my constitution is very high.
And I will say now, we are now in combat.
Fair.
Rolling for initiative.
Could have gave up the child, but they didn't.
30 20 for Alex. Say again, Chad. 5 for Chad.
30
20. 30 20. You and Alex are going to go first.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm hiding at the moment with my spike track still up, so I can go.
Okay,
30
well,
20.
I'll go first because I have a plan.
Ailey's also
ooh,
got
push him into the spike trap, if that works.
Ailey's also got one.
How do we decide that, then?
No,
it's gentleman's agreement, so...
Well, I have a plan, so...
If you've got a plan, go first, then. That's
okay.
Fine by me.
Okay, and what about you, Kerry? What did you roll?
9.
9, okay, 9. Cool.
You said dirty 20 as well, I would have lost my...
I've never seen 320 drop on initiative before. I'm just gonna roll. Okay, that's cool. Right, okay, so the Bodak. 15. Okay, so, Caitlin, what is Tinker going to do against the main boat out. The others are advancing as well, but they are going to take a, they can take a go to reach the main chamber.
Oh yeah, Deimos is a 7.
Deimos is a 7. Okay.
I remembered his existence. So you said the lead one was like right next to the spike trap, yeah?
About 5 feet behind it, yeah.
Oh, 5 foot. That's perfect. Okay. I'm going to cast Fireball on him because it should set ablaze the spike trap as well because it's in 5 foot.
Okay, if you're going to do that, I will let you go for it. Is that Firebolt or Fireball?
Firebolt. I'm not a wizard.
Okay, didn't know if you were my customer.
Sorcerers get Fireball, don't they?
If you want, but I don't.
Oh, right, okay.
That is an 18.
18, okay. Oh, thank you. Can you please roll me damage?
Guess what, Matt? Guess what, Matt?
What?
It's 2d10 now.
Okay.
Welcome to level 5. That is 11 points of damage.
Okay, that is rounded down to 5. Cool.
And the spikes are on fire now.
Spikes are on fire, but it's only 5 damage because they have resistance to fire. Okay, so that's Bodak 1. Okay, cool.
I'd guess they'd be resistant to fire. I was just more on, let's make a wall between us.
Fair enough.
Since everyone has projectiles.
Okay, at which point I now have to ask, Barwin, what are you doing?
So I've just remembered that I have a whip as a melee weapon.
Yes.
And I'm really tempted to go all Castlevania Trevor on these guys. Just because I fucking love the fight scenes in that.
Yeah.
And I want to be badass. So yeah, can I whip?
You can whip it, yeah.
Whip it good.
Love that film.
Whipped cream for the mangoes.
Oh.
Hey, it's still a pudding, and I will never be convinced otherwise.
If you didn't already have it, I would have given you inspiration.
Can I use inspiration on this?
If you want to.
And then get it back. I'm half joking, don't worry.
Okay. I'm going to allow that, yes.
Oh, yes.
Go on.
I'm just amazing. Okay, so let me roll this. Okay, that rolled a 10.
Okay. Well, both of them.
Well, no, just for the first roll.
Okay, second roll.
Oh, that was a nat 20, so 26.
Okay. So double damage, and technically speaking.
Oh, come on, damage. So the base damage is it? Pardon?
What kind of damage is it?
Slashing.
Okay, cool.
So it's slashing damage of 9.
Okay, so it's 9 damage, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, that is half to 4 because it's resistant to slashing from non-magical attacks.
Uh-huh. Did you say double though before?
You get double damage, yeah.
Sweet. You get double damage, but it's halved because they're resistant.
Okay, yeah. So it's just 9.
So it's just basic damage.
Nice.
Okay, cool. Okay, so Alex, what's Rain doing? The way you're stroking your beard is disturbing.
No, I was just stretching my chin, actually. Not stroking my beard.
An old timey guy tying a woman to some railway tracks or something.
I mean,
that's a
mustache,
though.
Yeah.
12 mustache. I take it my bow attacks are still at disadvantage.
If... But your what? Your bow?
Yeah.
Only if you use sharpshooter.
Why is it if I only use sharpshooter?
Because sharpshooter extends the range.
Oh, does it? I thought it just... You dropped the thing. Okay, I didn't realise that.
I think I'm right there. Am I wrong there, Caitlin?
Can I just double check that?
Dad, am I right or wrong there? That's hit away from my mic.
I'm pretty sure you're correct.
Okay, cool.
I wasn't listening.
Okay, fine.
Sorry. Usually I am, but I wasn't that time.
I just wanted to, just to be sure. I wasn't too sure. Because I'll write that down if it does. And the one time I want to find a feat, it doesn't work. Okay, I'm just going to make two bow attacks.
Okay.
On the closest one. Actually, can I try and shoot his feet so he falls into the fiery spike trap?
You can do so if you
try
want to
try. Try and shoot him in the ankle.
Okay, if you want to try, I think you can.
I have +9 to my attack bonus on a bow, so fingers crossed.
Okay.
That one was definitely a miss. The first one was a 3+9, 12.
Okay, it's a miss.
And the first one, the second one, sorry, is a 28.
That's a hit. Is that a, is that a, is that 19 plus 9?
19 plus 9, yeah.
Yeah, so that's only normal damage for that, I'm afraid.
What, so just my regular dice?
Regular damage, yeah.
Yeah, so that include, does regular damage include my attack bonus on the roll, or is that the, not part of regular damage? Sorry, I'm not really sure.
I think that's right.
Right, so it's just my 1d8 dice, I don't include +6.
I don't think so. Is that right, Chad?
No, it should be +6.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Ooh, okay. 8+6. I don't... 14.
Okay, 14.
Should still be half, though.
Is it piercing damage, Alex, is it?
Piercing.
Yeah, half damage.
Okay, so...
7. Okay.
So I shoot him in the ankle. Does he fall into the fire spike trap?
He falls into it and takes...
D4 per 5 feet. 2d4 per 5 feet.
1, 4. So that's 5 halves and round down 2.
And does he should also take fire damage as well on top.
That's true, yes.
This little fucker needs to die, that's what he needs to do.
Okay, so fire damage. That would also be the same again, so that'd be fine. Okay. Okay, it is now the turn of the Bodax. The two that are behind it in the tunnel will just advance to as far as they can make, which is basically so they are 10 foot away from the spike trap behind it. The other one is now climbing out the spike trap in front of you and is now on the same on your side of the spike trap.
Doesn't he continue to take D4 then?
How wide is the spike trap?
20 feet and he takes 2d4 per 5 feet and he went 10 feet.
Can you roll it?
He went 5 feet, didn't he? Because he rolled 2d4.
Okay, roll it down next.
So he's got 15 feet less, so that's 2d4. 64. 2. Does someone mind doing the math for me?
Yeah.
So 2, 4, 1, 3, 4, 4.
16.
Yeah. Then whatever you're putting for the fire.
16 rounded down by half is 8. So then add the fire on top, so same again, so 16 anyway, so okay.
Ow! Don't bite you.
Life is so much fun.
Okay, so that one climbed out and the other two have reached the spike trap. However, to the passage to your left there is the sound of another boggart and and it stands in the entranceway and it can see Mick from where it is.
All right, it's gonna make a stealth check.
Yes.
All right, guys, come on. 17.
Okay, it thinks it's CG, but it doesn't in the end. It looks for someone else and I will roll a d4 so it's fair. While I'm doing that, Alex Sagan.
Okay.
Never mind, I read it wrong. I was going to say I don't have disadvantage, but it says attacking at long range doesn't impose disadvantage. So never mind, I was wrong. I just read it wrong.
Okay. It does, however, see Deimos.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I mean, who isn't going to see him up there?
Yeah, he's massive.
And hold
him. I need Deimos to make me a Constitution saving throw.
Whose modifiers am I using?
You can use it. You can use. He can use your modifiers. It's fine.
Fifteen.
That's a successful saving throw. I roll 4d10 and then halve it.
Don't touch my son.
Don't talk to me or my son ever again.
Well, it'll be 10. There it is. 5, 7, 4, 1. Yeah. 4, 7, 4, 1. So that's 5, 9, 16. 8 points of damage to Deimos. Because it was casting its withering gaze at it.
Manticores traditionally have 68, but since he's like 4 months old, 4 or 5 months old, I'd say he probably has about 40.
Yeah, that's all. We'll call it 40 for now.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've all play in play. That puts a Lily into bat, as it were.
It's been a long time since I've been able to use it, so I'm going to use good old lightning breath.
Yes! The overpowered!
Okay, which one or ones are you looking to envelop in your amazingly overpowered lightning breath?
Because Matt got it wrong.
Matt got it wrong, and Matt didn't buy it.
Much to Chad and I's chagrin.
It's, I don't know how long it is, but it doesn't actually say how wide it is.
15 foot cone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like.
I thought it was a line for lightning.
It is a line, yes.
Yeah, cone is like a few other ones.
If Aleli moves, would she be able to hit more than one of them at once?
If you could move enough so you could get the two in the corridor and the one that's just climbed out of the brambles, lack of a better term, which are on fire, in one clean sweep. You will, if you do make this roll though, you will be taking the spike trap with it, as in blasting it to pieces.
It's done.
No, that's fine. We've used it.
Alili takes flight, which doubles her movement to 50 feet, so she can get in line to hit all of them.
Yeah, your lightning breath is 5 foot wide and goes 30 feet.
Or hits as many of them as she can.
You won't hit the fourth one because it's in the other corridor.
Yeah, fair enough.
Get him.
Okay, roll for attack.
Don't they have to roll?
That's a dexterity saving throw, isn't it?
Yeah, they roll.
Okay, what is your spellcraft modifier? Is it Unquizzle or Dexterity saving throw?
Yeah, I think we've always gone on Dex.
Okay, so.
Oh, fuck, that's only 14.
Well, I've got to be at 14, have I?
Lily honestly has the worst stats out of all of my characters.
Now, so it would go, wouldn't it? Because it's 8 plus Constitution.
If they succeed,
plus
they get half damage anyway. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's still 20-10, to be fair.
That's a 4, a 4, and a 20.
Okay, so one of them's getting half damage, the others are being barbecued.
Alright, let me do math.
I was gonna say
just
that.
Say it and I'll add it.
Oh, okay.
3, 7, 9. 0 is 10, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. 7. 3 again. It likes these numbers today. 5, 6. How many is that?
7, right?
Okay. 9. 9 again. And 4.
So, 82.
That's what I got.
Is that 82?
New record.
New record.
Yeah, yeah, that's a new record.
That is phenomenal.
Because it was mostly 9s and 8s.
That is phenomenal. Alili just basically hovers into position. Hovers into position. And then basically opens her mouth to improbable proportions and just breathes lightning for the distance in question and manages to hit all three of them, in fact, full pelt with it. However,
unhinges her jaw.
When the lightning breath dies down, however, all three of them are standing there to say, yeah, good point. They're immune to lightning.
Oh no!
You're a bit of a dick, Matt.
Yeah, you kind of are.
For making Kerry roll.
Sorry, no. Just when you Google something, it says, do you mean? So my response here is, did you mean? Sorry, when you say you're a dick, did you mean you're a GM?
No, it's just you're a dick. That's not a GM move.
No, but that is also being a GM.
That is straight up using the DM fluffy spell.
Okay, I am so sorry about that, but that was... Ben,
in my experience, that's not being a dick, that's just... Players wreak havoc, DM gets revenge.
In Kerry's case, if it was a normal breath weapon, it'd be fine. But because Matt gave Kerry this overpowered breath weapon where she has to roll 10d10 and add them all together every time.
Okay, that makes more sense.
It was a bit deep with my part on that.
It won't be a problem for me because I'm using digital dice, but... Yikes.
Get rid of you on my
part. I retract my statement.
Okay, I do need to say it's Demos' turn.
Yes, it is. Okay, he's probably going to go up to the one that is... the one that just hurt him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I know what he's going to do, actually. He's... how far... with him in that doorway, how far is he from that one?
We'll say maybe... could reach him in a turn.
What's the distance?
I think about 35 feet. But I'll a bit later, because he's pissed. Sorry.
I was more on the fact that manticores have tail spikes.
Mm.
That are a ranged attack.
About 35 feet, I'd say.
Here comes your boy! Because he's smaller, I'll say he only... like, manticores technically get 3 attacks, but he's smaller, so I'll say 2.
All I can think of is that vine where it's like, I wanna see my little boy.
Yeah, that's what this is. Here we go.
I wanna see my little boy. Best vine. Hands down. Carry on.
Still, what do you have? A knife! No!
Someone quoted that at me recently, and I can't remember who.
Right.
I think it was one of you.
So, Demos is doing his attacks, isn't he?
Yeah. He's not fully grown, so I put him at 2 attacks rather than 3.
Cool.
I love him even more.
Let's see if I can hit first. I'm basically looking at the standard manticore stats and, like, subtracting.
Okay.
Smart.
Well, if he's like Shetland Pony, he's about 2/3 of the way there.
Okay, one of those is a 16. One of those is a 14.
The 14 does not hit.
But the 16 does.
It does.
And that is a d8 plus his dex, which is 3.
Ironically, the pet is more dexterous than the owner.
Okay.
You say ironically, I say that's pretty much all. Well, at least for the cats. My cat is way more dexterous than I am.
How much damage did you do?
11. Literally, he basically, like... he hasn't quite got the hang of it yet, so he kind of crouches and he's like, and his tail goes up, and then 2 spikes fly out. One of them just hits the cave wall. But the other one goes through the thing's throat, like, fuck you.
It's not magical again, is it?
Ah. I don't know what it comes up. It's technically piercing damage.
Just a spike from a tail.
Yeah, okay, so it's half damage then, again.
You take 5.
Okay, 5 damage. Okay, cool.
You get speared through the throat, you're welcome.
Okay. At which point I then have to turn to, Mick.
Oh god, they're all gonna die now.
Just trying to decide what I want to do here. Because with the immunities that they've already displayed, I feel like Matt's trying to fucking railroad me here, so...
I feel like Matt railroaded me as well with the resistance to fire.
So, let's see. Alright, I'm still technically hidden, right?
Yes.
Alright. Well, what I'm going to do first is the ones that are still in the hallway, I would like to cast Crown of Madness on one of the two that are standing next to each other.
Right. Okay.
The creature I'm looking at has to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Against my DC, which is 17.
Okay, what's the result of that?
If it happens, a twisted crown appears on its head and madness glows in its eyes. And every time before it moves, the charm target must make a melee attack against a creature that is near it. If there's not one near it, it doesn't do anything. And then it can act normally, but it has to use its action. At the end of every one of its actions, though, it can try and make another wisdom saving throw against my DC.
Okay, so you're using Crown of Madness, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, what's my roll against?
Wisdom saving throw gotta beat a 17.
Okay, that is a 5 plus 1 is 6. But nothing happens, it's immune to being charmed.
Okay.
I've got to admit, I did not think this through when I first picked these. Actually, I genuinely did not think that through. Back up to the top with,
Bro, I still was going to do some stuff here, but...
Oh, okay, go ahead, sorry.
So I still have all of my movement at this point. So... I would like to, A, how long is this cavern that's behind them right now?
Behind them? Yeah. I would say it goes further than you can see with your dark vision.
That's fine. I would like to use all of my movement then, right now, since I'm still technically hidden. I'm going to bust ass by these guys, and I'm going to flank behind them. Because I have 40 feet of movement normally, and then I have another... I can use either dash or my bonus... I can use my bonus action to then dash even farther behind them if I want to. So I'm going to get behind these mofos.
Okay. It happens. I'll let it happen.
Cool.
Okay, we're back up to the top then with Finca.
Right. I have to think about this. They're resistant to fire. If they're undead, chances are they're immune to poison as well as lightning. So...
Alex has said a bit about something there.
I'm looking forward to my turn. I have an idea.
Go for it on your turn. I'm trying to think of what I can do with this. You know what I'm gonna do? Because they're resistant, I'm going to burn a third level spell slot and cast Firebolt as third level.
Okay.
Because the damage is going to be halved anyway, so we might as well send it through the roof.
Through the roof?
Yeah, so it's 2d10 right now. Then first level would make it 3. Fourth, I get 5d10 if I hit.
Are you being literal or metaphoric when you say
no, I'm aiming at their faces. I'm not going to fire at the freaking cave ceiling and then bring it on us and we all die.
Okay.
And no, you can't say, but you said it.
I want to say that.
No.
So I'm not going to. Okay. Okay, so car firebolt then. Which one are you aiming at?
I'm aiming at...
that one.
Dramatic sneeze. which one was the one that went for Deimos?
The one in the tunnel entrance on the left. The one on
I'm going to go for that one because no one touches my son.
Okay. Roll to hit.
That is... 19 plus 6.
Okay, okay. Then you are rolling for damage. How much is that?
5d10. Level 5 cantrip cast as a level 3 spell.
Wow.
Yep. They're all going to be 1 now, and I'm going to lose my shit. Okay. 10, 10, 8, 28, 34, 36. So they take 18 points of fire damage, because it's halved for...
How did it die?
Basically, I saw what it did to my... I saw, like, Deimos, like, shrink back a bit in pain, and I got very angry, so I aimed an overcharged firebolt. As it, like, snarls, it goes down its windpipe and it explodes from the inside out from overheating.
Ouch.
Yeah, don't touch my son.
Okay. Ooh, you scary, scary, scary gnome. Okay. Yeah. Okay, you're in, Bolden.
Right. How far am I... Sorry, I've been having slight trouble keeping track of what's going on.
You, me, both. I'll go get it, but
fair enough. Do I need to attack something, basically?
If you want to, you can. You cannot if you want to. What do you want to do?
I mean, considering that we're in combat, I don't think talking is going to do much. Okay, for the record, DM just went, huh?
I mean, they started the combat whilst we were talking.
Okay, I'm gonna go out on a limb, despite the fact that I'm literally a fighter, and just
and
yell,
not fight.
Shut up. I'm gonna just yell, hey, like, oi! In Orcish, by the way. Oi! What the hell are you doing?
Okay. Defending our case.
We're not... We weren't... You started this! We weren't attacking!
You've just killed one of my mates.
After you attacked us! It's self-defense!
You're in our cave.
We're in a cave, ain't yours! Whose cave was it before you got here?
The Boggles.
Yeah, exactly. And did the Boggle kill you?
We didn't kill it. You did.
No. And we're not killing... I haven't killed you yet. You attacked us first.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, could you argue that us killing the Boggle means ownership transferred to us?
Would that work?
Technically, it's my cave now. I killed the Boggle.
Yeah, it's Mexico cave now.
Back down, and we can talk. Okay. And if we talk, and... Then we'll leave your cave. Alright, no one else has to die here.
Okay, first of all, the yet was fantastic, by the way. Like, the fact is that no one's killed you yet. I love that, by the way. Thinking we actually have until next week for you guys to kill this slot due to all their immunities and resistances. Roll me a persuasion check.
Please, virtual dice, be good to me.
You've got your inspiration. You have inspiration back, remember, so.
Can I roll again with inspiration?
You can, that's neat, it's worth it for you.
Great, give me a sec to roll again. That's an 11. It's not good enough, is it?
It's good enough.
Yeah, I'm not one of their friends. It's called leverage.
Oh, fair enough. Carry on then.
It's good enough, plus they thick.
Thick with a CK and not a CC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank God.
Thick bollocks.
They stop fighting. They come out of a fighting stance and they do, as long as that one doesn't breathe lightning again, which may not have hurt us, but that was freaking terrifying. Kerry, I will say I'm going to give you inspiration back because that was my fault for making you do all those damage rolls. I feel really bad about that now. And then they actually say, like, fine, just go and we'll say no more about it. And the three turn to head back down the corridor again and they see Mick.
I shout an abyssal, give us the kid!
Barwin just sighs more deeply than anyone would think possible.
We're not leaving without the child.
I know, but I was trying to do something here.
Take the damn child! And they walk, and they just push their way past Mick and back down the corridor.
Wait, that worked!
Where is the child?
Wait, did that work?
Yeah.
Holy fuck! I was not expecting that to work. Oh my god. I'm a fighter.
And you didn't do any fighting.
That's how.
And I didn't fight. That one. I didn't fight. And I did the least fighty thing. And I... Okay, I've changed my decision. This is my fucking Christmas cracker.
Okay, so I think we found out that you're clearly a negotiator, not a fighter.
So I'm back to my class.
Okay, so they hit back down the corridor again, past Mick. I'm guessing Mick didn't do anything and they went past you?
I don't know. Really trying to decide if I still want to kill these douchebags anyways.
I was going to say, Barwin notices that you're still thinking that and just says, look, just... I think we're good. You can kill someone else later, promise.
Rain goes, kill him!
Barwin punches Rain.
Get the kid first!
Alili, can you please do me a investigation check, please, with advantage, please?
Search for the dino son.
16.
You can sense, because you are both a paladin and a dragonborn, and the baby that was taken was also, well, not baby, but very young dragonborn was also a dragonborn and from the same paladin order, you can sense it is up the corridor that the other one, which had a body laying across it now pretty much, it's up there somewhere. So what do? Mick still pondering about murdering three Bodex.
Well, we kind of goes over and just puts a hand on the shoulder and says, look, not now, okay? Just at least wait till we've got the child back.
Yeah, I look at Alili and then walk up the other corridor.
Okay, I'm guessing you all heading up the corridor. It is one at a time.
Can I check the dead thing, see if it's got anything cool on it?
You can have a look if you want.
Is that investigation?
It would be investigation, yes.
What is robbing a corpse?
Sleight of hand. possibly. I don't know.
It would be a sleight. I think you do a sleight of hand check, Alex. Yes.
I mean, strictly speaking, it's looting, but that's not skill. There's
17.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said strictly speaking.
You find some parchment in one of the pockets of its very tattered cloak. You find some parchment and written on it, and you are holding up in front of you so everyone can actually read it. It says on it, it's basically indecipherable apart from a few things at the bottom, which says it's signed the Sisterhood of the Traveling Scarf.
Is that like a scarf collecting going or something?
Barwin just kind of like nervously like adjusts the scarf over their face.
Kate, then do not do that face palm.
In other words, Caitlin, don't be Caitlin. How dare you?
Brilliant. Okay.
I dare.
Okay, so that's all you find on that bit of parchment.
Alright, I will pass the note down to everyone else to see.
Okay.
Just in case he wanted to read it. I was like, does anyone else want to read this?
Barwin will take a look at it.
Okay.
I mean, I was going to pass it to our gnome friend, because they're the most intelligent, let's be honest.
That's fair.
And then I'll give it to Tinker. Because who knows, maybe Tinker can decipher something that I didn't.
We'll have a look later, in better light.
Okay. Okay, so are you headed upstairs now, pretty much, as it were?
Yeah, probably. Sounds about right.
Let's go find a small child.
Sweep without Mick. Mick just gonna stand downstairs, pretty much angrily.
Well, I'm waiting by the other tunnel, trying to decide if I'm going up the other tunnel. Just waiting for them to tell me they got the kid.
Okay, cool.
I might wait around with Mick, actually, just because children isn't Rain's thing, and, well, we don't all need to be up.
Do you guys want to stay by the entrance with Deimos so they don't come back and try and stop us getting out?
I was going to say, Barwin is fine with either going and helping get the kid or defending.
So
I don't think Deimos would fit up the tunnel.
Okay, so he's...
Okay, Barwin will stay and, like, kind of look after Deimos, probably just scratches his head from time to time.
Okay, so I'm guessing that means Tinker and Alili are going upstairs, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, they're two sensible people.
Okay, when you get to the top, you notice it's a very, it's like a small little cavern, maybe 10 foot by 10 foot. It's got, it's basically a guard post, but in the corner there is a set of bars set into the stone, and in there is a 3-year-old dragonborn boy looking little scared but unharmed. As soon as it sees Alili, it literally grabs the bars, and you see a puff of smoke from its nostrils.
Am I actually able to see in here because it's quite dark?
There is a small lantern set in the wall, yes.
I light it with fire.
Yeah, fine.
You know the kid?
This is the only child here, so...
Heart of Bronze! We hear stories of you. Have you come to save me?
I suppose so.
Are you Drago?
Drago? That me? Yes, Drago.
Okay.
Can you get me back to my daddy?
He's the one who got us.
Thank you. I can't.
I guess I'll try and open the door.
Okay.
What kind of lock is it?
A basic sort of cell door.
Is there a key?
There is a keyhole, yes.
Is there a key on the wall?
There is no key on the wall.
Is there a key on the desk?
Do investigation check.
I will name every location. Twelve.
There is not one, as far as you can tell, in this guard room.
Okay, I cast Firebolt on the lock so it melts.
Roll me d20 to what you get.
You burn the child.
14.
I was gonna say, I can't really make the cell door form a wisdom saving throw, really. It wouldn't be fair. So,
I mean, it doesn't have to roll one anyway.
Exactly. No, he's not a mimic, Alex.
Oh god.
The lock sort of like melts enough so the handle pops up and door opens. The tiny dragonborn runs out and just jumps into Lily's arms.
Lily is startled.
I look up at the small child because Lily's taller than me.
Not really by much, if I remember rightly.
We're both small.
The small people of the group.
The child is very happy to be with you. It's wearing some kind of like brown cloak.
Should we take him back to his dad and
happy
we can be done with this? Yoda Hebe.
Yes, let's just get this over with.
Okay.
I guess we can walk back to the others.
Okay, so you guys descend back to the main chamber where Deimos
is getting cuddles.
Deimos, Barwin, and Rain are waiting.
Mick just standing ominously in the tunnel still.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So found the kid. Let's go.
Mick?
Mick!
Really don't like people step against us.
Please don't make me roll this one.
I mean, they haven't had much time to rest. We could get the advantage on him.
I mean, how about this? Why don't we remember exactly where this cave is and send that whole platoon of soldiers?
Hey, Tinkerer. Now that we're on our way out, let's say just maybe cave in this tunnel as we're that main tunnel as we're heading out of here. Just hit it with a firebolt. I bet that would cause some damage at least.
Substitute?
Okay. Yeah. I kind of make everyone else go out first because
this feels right.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm gonna go whole ham on this for you, Mick.
Okay. Where are you? You're firing Firebolt back into the cave.
I'm burning my other third level spell slot.
Yeah.
And I'm using a sorcery point so it's twinned.
Fucking hell.
And I literally aim it at like the two corners such that it would break the support and like crumble.
Is that inside the cavern or is that outside?
It's kind of... We're like they're all outside, and I'm kind of in the entrance bit, and I aim it such as the entrance to the cavern bit. But by the way, rocks and things are built, it would probably slope down and kind of crush the entrance as well.
Okay.
So I'm very much just kind of going pew. No.
Okay, I won't make you roll for that because that's brilliant.
Metal.
I am going to ask you though to roll the damage, and for that roll me 5 sets of damage.
They want their fucking cave so bad they can keep their cave and nothing else.
35.
Okay, as you are beating a retreat as it were, the damage, obviously you have unleashed your insane flaming hands forward to fire your firebolt.
Mick just gives me a sad look. It's like, I want to kill them, and I'm like, I got this, and like I usher them out, and then I like warm up my hands, and they're basically, you can't see me anymore because I am just fire.
you
shoot two pillars of flames.
You're anger from inside out.
Yeah, I am anger now.
Excellent.
And I just yeet it and just everything starts collapsing.
So you,
and I'm like,
you eat your firebolt. As it as you're leaving with the big face begin to come down, you do see some of the roof give way in the cavern bit, and some of the sunlight comes through and hits the body that was that you killed earlier on. And as the sunlight hits it, it begins to evaporate.
Excellent.
Undead fuckers.
It's just a, if you actually, if that's why I asked you if you actually were going to fire at the ceiling or not, because you probably would have actually won the boss fight if you'd done that.
Yeah, but I would have had to do a dex save out of the way of boulders and tinker his shit at dex.
Fair enough.
I would have died.
Okay, so with it's pretty much collapsed in behind you, and everyone is outside, more or less fine. Lily has got a dragonborn in her arms. Deimos has acquired something of a love for a new half-orc. Mick is still spitting feathers. And Rain is making sure that there's no rubble on his new hat.
I heard half-orc and I'm here.
That's
enough. Okay, so I'm guessing you're making your way back to the camp.
Gotta get paid.
I do like a theatrical bow to Mick, being like, you happy now?
As happy as I'm going to be in this situation.
I mean, fair enough.
Okay, so Rain, being the track of the group, I'm guessing is going to lead you all back there, because you guys are just following him random at full trust, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Rain, just roll me a d20. Make sure you don't get lost.
Am I adding anything to this?
Don't roll a one.
Just roll a d20 and don't whiff it.
I will roll this with inspiration, just in case.
To avoid the whiffing.
That was a one, so thank God. I actually rolled a one. 18.
Okay, you make it back. You, for a minute you think you've gone the wrong way, but then you realise you haven't. So you make your way back perfectly fine, and you arrive at the campsite, which Drago recognises as home, and little face lights up, and some almost a smile, and a smile, and a big toothy grin, and a bit of more smoke from its nostrils. It's very happy to be home, it seems.
I shout, no guard!
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to do. No guard, come pay your tab and get your cake.
Come here.
Hearing his name being shouted, no guard steps out of his tent and looks towards where the shouting came from. And Drago sees its father and doesn't jump down. Drago.
Can I Drago inside this?
You can inside, yeah.
Yeah. We're missing a child.
I fucking hope not.
I've already got one.
Plus, what is my insight? 12.
23.
12. Okay, 12. Oh. Okay, Rain, you can't tell. Tinker, you can tell that Drago is a little bit upset.
I switch into Draconic and kind of stand next kid, and I'm like,
you okay? That's your dad.
Yeah, but he didn't come find me, you guys did.
He was looking for you, but he can't, he isn't a tracker. You see the elf over there with the hat?
Yeah, I get that, but he didn't come with you, did he?
He offered to.
Did he?
Yeah, so... You know Alili?
Yes, she's looking after me.
Yeah. She decided it would be best if we went, because then what the things that took you wouldn't suspect. Because they'd hear the big soldiers coming.
Okay. That makes sense, I guess.
And they might hide you somewhere else and we wouldn't be able to find you.
Thank you again for all your help.
Go see your dad. I'm sure he missed you.
He looks up at Alili, sort of, and says, thank you, Heart of Bronze.
You are heart of gold to me.
Aw.
That's cute.
That was cute.
Can I give myself inspiration? No, I can't. Okay. Can you put me down now? Is that okay?
Yeah, Aleri puts him down.
Okay.
He actually does like a bow, like a soldier would to a general, and then says,
"Thank you. Arjun would be proud."
And then marches back to his dad like a good soldier would.
Tiny 3-year-old marching.
Yes, it's fantastic. No guard, you know, points to his tent and basically says, like, "I'll be in a moment." He walks up to, well, all of you, and puts his halberd on the ground and puts his hand out to Alili. "Thank you, Alili Thorn's heart. Consider yourself vindicated and fully pardoned, as promised."
Alili doesn't really say anything to that.
"Well, thank you to the rest of your companions. What took my son?"
No. We're talking about money here first. We brought your son back. We were promised 100 gold each, so let's get with the pay-in. Then we'll talk about that after the payment is done.
He clicks his fingers and waves to one of the tents, and another dragonborn begins to bring a chest over.
"God, why does no one know how to do business in these lands? I swear to God."
"Did you ever give us our share of the money from Count Drago?"
Actually, yes, he did.
I paid you. I'm a man of my word. Tiefling of my word.
I believe he did. Yeah. Even that one cut from me, it wouldn't take.
I think we got murdered. We almost got murdered before we handed out the money.
Okay, so there's a dragonborn that is counting out the money to all of you.
Cool.
Dogard does quickly ask, again, "What took my son?"
"Bodax.
Bodax?
A type of undead."
"Anything? Don't worry. We dealt with them."
"Thank you. What were they work? Were they working for anybody or anything, or?"
I don't think so. Bowen doesn't, but maybe.
Have you heard of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Scarf?
Alili, please do me a perception check, and actually, all of you do a perception check.
Oh, I'm good at perception.
It's time like this, I miss Damien. It's plus 20 billion.
Oh! That was a nat one!
Me too.
Okay.
I have plus one, so it's a two, but that Alili, doesn't make
a difference. Alili can roll with advantage.
In that case, it's 16.
Okay, everyone, well, apart from Mick and Bardwin, because they're being tracked by the money, let's face it, they notice the colour almost drain completely from the scales of Norgard. The Sisterhood. Are you sure?
I literally take out the bit of paper. This was on one of the ones we killed.
One look at it, and he's like, "This is not good. We must return.
Can you elaborate at all?"
"Be on your guard. It's returning."
"What is it? Returning? What is with people and saying things ominously?"
"I'm gonna leave it there."
You and Tinker going, "What the fuck?"
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's a flash to black. And that's the end of episode 1 of season 2.
Perfect.
Wow, I have 350 gold.
Thank you to all of the players for being part of this episode. We'll start with Ailey. Where can people get in touch with you on Twitter, etc. like that?
Well, hello, I am Ailey, as you've heard. You can find me online, generally at Space Lady Art on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, though I don't really update my Facebook. I am both the writer and artist of the gothic horror webcomic Lady Changeling, and I have had fun today.
Glad you had fun. Very glad you had fun, in fact. Okay, Caitlin.
Hello, I am Caitlin. I am a mess. But I'm also, you can, if you want to see how much of a mess I am, or just follow pictures of my kittens, I am at CaitlinRC on Twitter and YouTube if you wish to read my work slash listen to my campaign of this endless amount of madness. I write articles about video games and mental health over on themindgame.org or at ourmindgames on Twitter. Woo.
Indeed, we also share that through through this, and of course through Bridges Go Media, which is run by Chad, of course. What a segue.
How's it say? Segue! Yes, I am Chad. You can of course hear me every Wednesday on the Chatterbox, every Thursday on View from the Top Rope, and every, well, not every Sunday, but Sundays on So You're So Smart. And of course, follow me on Twitter at Chad_mind or at View from Top Rope. And make sure you send your questions in for the podcast, because I like answering questions.
Don't we all? Fantastic. Unless you're on when I'm on, in case you get like a million. Okay, Alex.
Well, hello.
Actually, Alex, hold fire, Alex. Someone more important. Kerry first, because she's more important.
I mean, it's fine. I don't...
No, you're the guest.
You are more important.
I'm Shira Beans on Twitter and Instagram. I'm not so much of a hot mess as I am a spicy disaster, but there we go.
I love that. Spicy disaster, I love that.
So we'll put that on my tombstone.
That's brilliant. Kerry, you're amazing. And we
go all... follow Kerry or you get disadvantaged when you first play D&D.
We all love Kerry. Kerry is amazing, absolutely. Alex, now you can go.
Well, hello. I am Alex. Well, yes, you should know at this point. I'm Spiderbred UK, which might be changing soon. I haven't quite decided yet. You can find mine and Matt's normal content on Game Junkies Pod, and you can find this constantly growing collection of madness at Dungeon Junkies.
Absolutely perfect, Alex, as usual. Thank you to our sponsor, Triumph Chairs, for providing amazing chairs. For a 10% discount if you're listening with the code GAMEJUNKIES at final checkout. Follow me at TheMadTechUK. Thank you again to everybody for joining us on the beginning of this adventure through Season 2 of Edenoi. We'll be back soon with another episode from Dungeons & Junkies. I'm Matt.
And I'm Alex.
And we are out of here.
Kaboom.
Boom!
Kaboom. That, but was that a third level? Boom.
That was, yes. Third level cantrip kaboom.
Absolutely fantastic.
Everyone dies.
This podcast is a Mad Attack production for Visionaries Global Media.